All right, I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. It is Monday, February 25th, 2019. And it is 5:59, 6 o'clock, just about there, 6 o'clock. I'll begin with roll call. Cappuccino Simmons?
Here.
Karnowski?
Here.
Dart?
Here.
Norris here. Rupp?
Here.
Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Nybert?
Here.
Item number two, modify adopt the agenda. Are there any changes?
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number three, minutes from February 4th, 2019. If there are no changes, I will entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number four, announcements.
I just have one quick one. If you do not already know about the project being proposed by the boat launch in the pier, we received this notification in the mail just indicating that right here behind Dairy Queen, there's a proposed mixed-use building that is hopefully be constructed this summer. It'll have commercial and some garages on the main floor, and then on the top floor, top two floors, I think, well, residential. So, not really a Village of Alloway, but right on the border. So.
Item number five, public appearances. The public appearances section of the agenda is authorized by Wisconsin Statute Section 19, Chapter 84, Article 2, and allows members of the public the opportunity to bring items not specifically listed on the present agenda. The committee shall not take action on matters raised during the public comment period if the subject was not on the agenda. If anyone wants to speak, please come forward and state your name and address.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. A couple different things. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bed Committee. I'd like to see the comprehensive plan updated on an interim basis rather than 10 years. It used to be updated every 5 years, but the village decided not to do it last year. So I would like to see an annual update to the comprehensive plan because so many things are changing. We're paying for a lot of studies, and those studies should make it into the comprehensive plan once they're approved by the village board. For example, the gardens committee spends an awful lot of time on their work, and they put together a parks plan. That should be part of the comprehensive plan that impacts the quality of life in the village. And then also, I'd like to see walking loops included in the public works plan for when those budgets come out. It was announced the other day that sidewalks usually aren't included in the streets projects, and they're usually just added on as an afterthought. But the sidewalks, particularly along St. Mary's Street, and anything near our walking trails should be included in the public works projects instead of just as an afterthought. You'll be talking a little bit later about the 3-year and 5-year plan, and the village board would like to see this committee come up with a 3- and 5-year plan instead of just the 10-year plan. And you guys will be able to talk about that a little bit later. But I'd like to see walking loops and getting down to the different trails, both on the East River and the Fox River Trail, as part of the comprehensive plan, because it impacts quality of life in town. Thanks.
Thanks. Item number six, action or discussion regarding the Fox Trail Connections and Riverside Drive Crossing Study.
Just wanted to touch base on this real quick. we have been discussing this as a committee, and then as different projects come up, we talk about where we can improve or provide a connection or crossing to the Fox River Trail. So something that we've been working on, and we'll have a student from St. Norbert's work on, is the start of an assessment or a study of what to do and regarding not only connections but then crossings on the River Cedro, because I think that's probably, as staff, when we talk about it, I think that's, it seems to be the biggest frustration is the crossings more than the connections. But connections are important too. So we had this intern, and as part of his coursework that he's going to be helping us out, just to start and lay some groundwork. We're going to have him look at existing conditions, you know, where are the current pedestrian access points, where are the current crossings, where are the current planned crossings. Then we're going to have him look at all the different studies, because between Brown County, ourselves, at Sleep Bay Lakes, there's a lot of different studies that have been done that might just mention the trail or might go in a little bit more depth, but trying to consolidate that information in one document. I know Brown County, 2003 or around there, they did a similar study. So this would be looking at that information and updating it. We'd also like, as part of the project, maybe not with the intern, but staff to interview different stakeholders, whether it be Brown County, Heritage Hill, the diocese, or any number of one of the property owners in that area. And then look at justification section, looking at doing a survey online, see where people would like better access or how they currently access the trail. And then best practices would be on there too. And from there, I think then we can have all the information we need, or a good amount of information, then to start making decisions and set a priority list then that we could possibly, this committee recommend to the village board different locations or different strategies to take to improve those crossings or the connections, and the connections to Fox River Trail.
How long do you anticipate this take?
Well, the intern is part of his coursework, so for this semester, so you'll have a good chunk of the information, we hope. This is our first time working with this class, so but we hope to have a good chunk of the information by May. I believe that we have good rest of that information this summer.
Is it in enough time that we can talk to the people who are now developing property down there? I mean, is it going to be done in time that we can make it part of the PPD for the all new condo projects and different things that are going in along there? Are we going to get the information in time to talk to those owners?
Looking at some of their timelines, I think we will. The developers' timelines. They have some due diligence to do on their side, so I think, fortunately, we have some time there.
Okay.
But I also think that, or I've also talked with them, and I think since last time that last group came with us, they're more open to seeing something there.
Okay.
So just want to give you a heads up on that, and we'll certainly share the information as we kind of, we're hoping to have a couple, you know, at least a couple page report with the findings, and then that way we can have at least some ground to stand on, and we're not just, or it doesn't seem maybe that we're just recommending something to recommend it. We actually have some evidence behind it. And so.
Okay. Item number 7, action and discussion regarding the 2018 Alloway Plan Commission annual report.
This was discussed in part at, I think, all the way back in our December meeting, and then we didn't have a January meeting, and then our last February meeting got cut short with the snowstorm and everything. So, but I think in the December meeting, we had asked the village board to provide some direction and input as far as what they would like us to see, what they would like the group to see. And they came back with really just three comments. And I include those in the memo. The first one was they like, particularly they like section 3D, which is now actually renumbered because I updated it. It's now currently 3C. So they like engaging with the other committees and working together. Then they also liked, they would also like us to collaborate with other planning organizations. So I have included that in item 3F, identify ways to better partner with community groups. And then also, as Jim mentioned, they talked about a 3 to 5 year plan, and they were kind of vague with that. And I followed up with Trustee Harris because he was the one that asked about that. His thought was the Public Works Committee has like a capital improvement plan, and the Parks Committee has a capital improvement plan. Is there a way that planning department should have some sort of capital improvement plan, but we really don't have any capital items? So what I did is I included in section 4F, develop a strategic plan for meeting identified goals in the comprehensive plan. And what I think we can gain from that is look at goals that are in the comprehensive plan and maybe just map it out and make sure that we're hitting different targets that are already identified in the comprehensive plan. I think we can do that on a somewhat regular basis. Just as something similar to what the annual report does for us, but just ensure that we're achieving or we're stepping towards the goals that we're identifying in the comp plan.
So a couple comments on that. That mean?
Yeah.
So we have the comprehensive plan, and Jim brought up the point about, you know, we just reviewed it every 5 years. The comprehensive plan is what we're going to follow. The other one is we have the River Corridor Study Plan. So we have a lot of plans, but one thing that I think that maybe we haven't done that maybe Trustee Harris was alluding to was we're rewriting the zoning ordinance. That's a strategic initiative that we're doing. The Wisconsin Sea Grant stuff, I think that's strategic. You know, how do we implement that into our zoning ordinance? Third one is, you know, what are we doing as a commission to make it easier for developers to move through our process? And then another one that we did years ago was, you know, reviewing the sign ordinance and things like that. So I don't know that if it's just the comprehensive plan and looking at that, but, you know, how we function maybe is a big part of that. Does that make sense? You know, like, we don't have capital, but we have a zoning ordinance that we're working on rewriting. We have different things like the Sea Grant stuff, and, you know, maybe putting together a plan around that so it's not just the comprehensive plan. Is this sensical?
So you're...
like, yeah, a list of strategies
to address all... to kind of tie all the plans together.
Yeah, kind
more
of.
Or less.
Or what we're working on in relation to the comprehensive plan.
Okay.
I haven't seen the Public Works one. I'm sure it's just the capital improvement plan.
Yes.
And then, so... we have the comprehensive plan that does that. So what are we doing with that comprehensive plan? I'm not going to solve it tonight. But.
Right. I think I know what you're saying.
Maybe it could be as simple as the strategic plan doesn't just use the comprehensive plan.
Right.
It uses all whatever other resources we have to lay out the plan for.
To actually do something.
Yeah.
You know?
An action plan more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, there are all these studies that Jim was... had mentioned, and we know, you know, the corridor studies, and make sure that when we talk about them that we're doing it in the within the context of the comprehensive plan, since that's our main piece of work, if you call it that. You know, again, these are all these recommendations are good agenda items for future meetings, I think. I'd like to thank Trevor for all the work he has done putting all this together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of digging into the records to see what we did. The outcome of our recommendations, which is good to know. You know, we had 4 out of 5, right? Something like that. That were accepted by the village board. And so, again, thanks for putting it in front of us. And,
so maybe like one of the items where it said like would like the plan commission to collaborate with other area planning organizations. I guess, you know, if there's other planning organizations, like if, I don't know, Bellevue, their plan commission or something like that, if they have, you know, sort of a strategy or goals or something like that, I mean, that could be a way that we could like work with another entity to say, how are you, you know, sort of meeting or achieving your goals, or do you have a strategy plan? I mean, I don't know if we can work with other groups like that. I mean, because that could kind of, you know, hit two items on here also.
Sure.
But I'm not sure how that works.
At some point, we're probably going to be tied up in the zoning ordinance for like a year.
Yeah, I think so.
Will they come into this meeting every meeting with them?
I don't think every meeting, but they'll give a formal presentation, a couple of them, provide where they would want feedback.
Anything else for item number 7? Is there action? Do we have to approve the plan then?
Yeah, if you'd like. I mean, I can try and add. Or would you like would you like that as 4F, just kind of expand on that a little bit? Or again, it's about strategic plans for media identify goals. But maybe say something along the line of develop an action plan, linking all study, all those adopted studies together.
Yeah, I'm indifferent to the language. I can approve with those changes, or motion approval with those changes. That's fine.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, item number 8, report discussion regarding village projects and property updates.
So talking about the zoning code rewrite, we have we just received module 1. Module 1 was the administrative section. And I know Penny, Heather, and Angie have helped us review that section. It's kind of tedious. As you can imagine, procedures, it's kind of abstract and at times. And so we've reviewed that, we've given them some of our initial comments, and then now they'll be looking at doing module 2, and module 2 will be the actual districts. And I think at that point then they'll come here and they'll present both modules then, because you can talk about the procedures, but it's kind of a boring discussion, to be honest, unless you're really into it. But I think the districts is really when you can start imagining how this kind of takes shape, and you have a little bit more substance into to talk about. So hopefully that will be, I guess maybe, well, sometime in March or April.
So, and Heather, you guys, so your subgroup is going through all that stuff?
Okay.
Good. Like all of the chapters?
So far, it's just the administrative section that we've gotten. And then, yeah, then we'll have another meeting to do module two, like Trevor said, the districts.
So how are you playing this? The last time we went through it was about a year and a half of actually two plan commission meetings a month, and then it would go to the village board every month. Of what the plan commission was reviewing. So when you said that, you don't think they're going to come back here very much, I was like, ah.
No, I think they'll...
It might be more time intensive than...
Yeah, I think once they get to this, through this initial, so what they're doing is through this framing, or more or less outlining how it's going to play. And then once they have that initial draft, that will then be presented to you guys. But I think they just want to be sure that they're headed in the right direction and have something of substance before they come to the planning commission and present it. You know, they don't want to have, 10 different options and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is the village board then kind of signing off on all these different modules that come to us and then go to them? Not formal approval, but saying okay?
No, I think you guys, the full planning commission will sign off before it goes to the village board. Is that what you're...
All right.
Is that what you're asking, or...?
Yeah, that's okay. What I was asking. Think that's going to work?
Hope so. I'm sorry.
It's just a humongous document. So if we go through it all over, let's say, 6 months to a year, and the village board seeing it while the process is going on?
I don't think... I'll have to look back at how it exactly plays out.
Okay.
But there are times where they'll see the initial draft, the planning commission will see the initial draft, they'll get presented to the village board. We'll have some public input sessions at that point.
Okay.
And then from there, they'll go to more of a final draft. I don't know. Again, I'll look back at my notes to see what we have scheduled, but I don't know. You're right. I know what you're saying. You don't want to get to the very end and then have the village board be unhappy with the product. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I've made that mistake. And push the project out another year and see $70,000 more in consultant fees and everything else. So it's just recommending you get village board approval, or not approval, but review as early in the process as possible.
Which is great. After us. No, I know... I think when we were looking at different RFPs and as reaching out to other municipalities that have gone through a similar process, I think it was the city of Monroe. They had gone through a similar scenario, except the board was all bought in. However, they failed to include, their public works department.
Mm-hmm.
And their public works department didn't like it, and it just killed the project completely. So, you definitely want to be sure that everyone is involved. You don't want them, overly involved, because then that just slows things down and you can't get, too many hints. But have everyone understand what concepts are and the general direction early on.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why we picked Duncan and Codometrics was because they had this sort of, all the user group interaction and community meetings and things like that. They weren't just they were going to go off and work in a silo. I remember us having this discussion. They weren't just going to be here's your plan, here's your new code, good luck. they stressed, community engagement and talking to all the stakeholder groups. So I feel like that's something that they are planning on rolling into the process.
Well, I think part of it is they're using all of our documents that we're saying we want to pull together. They're taking all these documents and using them and incorporating them not incorporating in the code, but writing a code that allows us to meet the other plans. Helps us with meeting the comprehensive plan. That was one of the problems way back, was the zoning code was prohibiting us from meeting the goals in the comprehensive plan. And now we have all these other plans all laid out there, and they've taken all those documents and looked at them and are using them to develop the code.
You know, one thing they mentioned, they really specifically like the Planning Commission's direction on, is the use of conditional uses. With all the recent legislative changes that limit the authority of conditional uses to a municipality, well, I think the opinion of a lot of planners in the state is case law will kind of determine what that legislative or that new legislation actually means, but the way most planners interpret it is conditional uses are now, as long as you meet all the criteria listed, then you must be giving approval, whereas before, the municipality had a little bit more discretion. So a lot of municipalities, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but some municipalities are just getting rid of conditional uses altogether and creating separate zoning districts. So
one of our goals in the review process, I think, would be to make sure we do what we were just talking about, incorporating all of our miscellaneous plans, you know, so that it fits together. You know, that would be our job, I would think, to part of our review to do that.
So that our zoning code allows us
to do things so we
have planned.
Don't have to keep doing what we've been doing. You mentioned the public input sessions. Are those handled by or driven by the consultant?
They will, yes.
Yeah. And we'll participate, but they're the ones who are going to be the facilitators of that process.
Correct. We hope to have more, something for the Planning Commission to look at soon. I think right now they're just kind of still like developing the framework. And so, we can move to the next one if there's any other questions. So, 3241 and 3245 Riverside Drive. If you recall that, the Old Town and Country Supper Club site. The village has sold that. I'm not sure if we ever updated the committee on that, but it closed after the first of the year. And we hope to have something. I believe the property owner is working with Somerville, and we hope to have something for you through the site plan review process pretty soon. And then 535 Green Avenue, as you guys know, that has sold. They have been doing some work on building, some tuck pointing and fixing the roof and bringing utilities to the building. And I think that's about the extent of it for now, Richard. And I think then in the future when they start expanding on their projects, then they'll have to, you know, come to the board to get it rezoned and work through that, or come to the Planning Commission and get rezoned. So,
okay. Item number 9, report discussion regarding updates from the Village Department.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up of the different street projects that will be taking place. As you recall, the Village does it every other year. Cycle. So odd years are the years that we do the major reconstruction projects. So this year we have Longview Avenue from Galahad to Libel. So that'll be kind of completing that link there. They've done a couple blocks each year of Longview.
Then they'll be doing Oakwood Avenue from Green to Alloway Avenue. Oak Hill Drive from Beaumont to Oakwood. Summit Street from Beaumont to Oakwood. And then, of course, we talked about the West St. Joseph Project, too. I know this week and last week, Sean in the Public Works Department has been meeting with the different property businesses along that stretch to make sure that operations can continue and nothing's majorly impacted. But that will be a full reconstruction with bike lanes and sidewalks.
So which street was that?
West St. Joseph.
Okay. So and then there's a street, I think it's Tower View. Do you know if that's on the list to be reconstructed? It's over, it's near where I live, and it's constantly got water mains blown up and water on it and stuff and rough, and I didn't know if it was on the list to be done or not.
Not for this year, mm-hmm. but I can, what I'll do is I'll make a note and look at the plan.
It's between Simonette and Green, and I think it's called Tower View, but I'm not sure. Tower it's View. Just up from
Trevor on the West St. Joseph project. That's on a hill, and you might want to ask the property owners if there's room to put in benches, even if it's on their own property, for people going up and down the hill. Because all the people will get tired. That's kind of a long walk. The number of people too. But there might be. There's no space, no plans in there now for any landings. But that might be a good idea if they have some sort of bench and a landing for people who get tired walking all the way up to them.
Are you suggesting a donation, Jim?
Yeah, I would ask my boss. You know, we're on the property, but as a to give an easement onto the property because nobody uses. Like on ours, we have a lot of extra land in the front of our building. But I do know that people get tired as they walk up the hill.
Sure.
So. Trevor, do you know where the county is with Alloway Avenue? When is it set for reconstruction?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I know they're looking at Hoffman last time. I mean, and I'm not even sure the Hoffman schedule, but I know that was the big discussion.
Okay. Like a lot of roads after this winter, it's really taken a beating.
I'll look into that.
Okay, I was just curious. Thank you.
Then the last thing, we had the building permit report. Really, we started collecting this data when we got the software in 2016. So it's really too early to tell any sort of trends or anything because we only have 3 years of data. But if you kind of go through this and look at it, something that might stick out to you is, well, between 17 and 18, we took a major dip, but just to point out that in 17 we had the Odd Fellows reconstruction, which was a $6.5 million project, and then the CP project, which was, I think was like $7 million. So I mean, two projects and really set the bar high. So if you look at it compared to 16, we're still up, but again, it's just 3 years worth of data, so really can't make any clear assumptions there. If you look at the commercial permits issued, we're flatlining pretty much. Value per permit, we're up from 16, but then you go to the residential side, things there, at least value, are relatively staying the same. Same with the number of permits issued, relatively.
Does the residential include the apartment buildings and the condos that they're looking at building? Is that
that's commercial.
That's commercial.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything I think of over four units? is commercial.
Even if it's condos?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And then, in total, I mean, again, I think more or less I just have showed this to you just as your information, that we're going to continue to collect this information. And I think we can make some assumptions off of it, but really no trend. We can't analyze it too much. This doesn't include like things like fences or pool permits or something like that. This is really just looking at new construction and remodels. And so then we're not able to then capture like individual electrical permits, because with the electric permit you might take out an electric permit and a remodel permit. So it's hard to kind of then segregate the two. So but that's just, again, for your information.
So, Trevor, you're saying it does include like major remodels of residential, like if you added another room or
it
whatever.
Does, yes.
If you updated your bathroom, or
yes, but it wouldn't include like just say if you were replacing your bathroom sink, you just had to get a plumbing permit, which is like $50.
Yeah.
It wouldn't include that.
It has to be a project that. Something's not a maintenance
right.
project.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks. So our bathrooms were included, the ones that my wife and I did.
Did you pull a permit?
Talk to Steve Metzler. Steve's the guy who did it.
All right, item number 9, next meeting date and future agenda items.
I think the next meeting is March 25th.
Anything that we know is coming back for next month?
No, I think like the Braeborn and those apartments on the 2050, I think they still have some information before they can come back in final form. And then McDonald's, they're working on that easement. Before they're bringing back on the form, so.
Okay. All right. Item number 11, adjourn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it is 6:37. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got it?
Not yet.